Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with Darren Boucare. My name is Daniel Michael, the founder and co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And we will be right back discussing Krampus, the Christmas Devil, on our return. Behave.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Of Spiritual Insight with Darren Boucare. Today our topic Krampus, the Christmas Devil, the great legend that you've probably seen in some news stories and some YouTube videos and such like that out there on the. And I want to remind everybody that Main Street Universe has multiple shows, including this one at Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which you're listening to right now. Spiritual Insight with Mr. Darren Boucare. He's a reader and spiritual professional at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I am here in Cafe Fairfax in Fairfax, Virginia, and dangerously enough close to a drum kit out here in the studio. So I see Darren is on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and turn his microphone on. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Spirit Insight. How are you, Daniel Mike?
I'm doing very good, and in fact, I visited yesterday the rebirth and the reopening of Sticks and Stones right down the street here.
Beautiful. And how? And please share a little bit about that. What's your take on the new incarnation of... For those of us that don't know, that's where I met Daniel Michael. I used to be a spiritual consultant worker at Sticks and Stones in its previous location or original location. So.
Yes, and it's also where I met my singer for the band Nikki, and as well as Kevin Baird. Mm-hmm. So these places sort of become the centers for metaphysical type people.
Yeah, that's where. Kind of networking and all that stuff, but you like the new incarnation of the store and everything?
It looks great. It looks better than it ever did. And it's a little bigger. It might be the same space, just used better, but it looks bigger. And it looks really, the location's a little funny. It's not a ton of foot traffic, but it is right off the main road. So we were talking about holding events and festivals and doing things to try to draw some people in.
Oh, good. Okay, so maybe not as much foot traffic, but that's where, you know, word of mouth and all that stuff could kind of add to that. So, good.
And the
girls are
doing
well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm
doing
great.
And the girls are doing well?
Yeah, in fact, next spring, our band Dragon's Head is going to be reviewed in two different publications. We're getting a CD and album review. One of them will be in Pathways magazine. Do you remember Pathways? From around here in the Washington, in Virginia area. And there's about 100,000 readers to Pathways. And also in another nationally traded magazine traded in Barnes & Noble. So we're looking forward to that next spring. I've got some gigs coming up. Kind of like at holistic events. I've been kind of going outside of the bar scene and trying to find other places to play, so it's been kind of an interesting experiment. Going up to places that don't normally have bands. Yeah, sure.
It's a, it's a good experiment. Yeah, I mean, why not give it a shot? You know what I mean? Let's see how that goes.
Yes.
So Krumpus. We obviously being brought into the light in the last four to five years or so has become kind of a topic of discussion. The once obscure myth that unless a German grandma who was Austrian grandma was telling you about it, you probably wouldn't hear about it, has now become something of a holiday tradition for a lot of people stateside. Now, if you're in Austria or Styria or it's some middle European areas, but largely the Alpine areas or Balkan areas in the German peninsula and all that stuff, you're getting a lot of, they have Krampusnacht, which is a night where everyone dresses up as Krampus and they have chains and bells and basically they get really drunk on schnapps and go crazy. So,
it's
St. Nicholas there as well. So there's some naughtiness and then there's St. Nicholas who's doing benevolent things and it's a whole deal. I think the Krampusnacht though is a focus on Krampus specifically, but a lot of the old, I mean, we're talking about, I guess I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. So, Daniel, Michael, do you want to describe what Krampus is in a nutshell? Like just to,
okay,
just,
yeah,
just
for those that don't know, mm-hmm. I do see we have some callers on the phone, and we'll get to them.
Yeah, we'll get to you guys, like, as soon as possible, like, really quickly.
And we wanted to go over the topic some, and so I see you all there.
Mm-hmm.
Krampus, it's a Norse word that actually means claw. For one thing, that was one of the in my bit of research I discovered. So it is
right.
And the features of Krampus, if you notice, also you may be similar to some of the Greco myths, like the fauns and other similar fairies or beings. That so Krampus, you know, has some similarities, and of course the whole idea of getting the kids to behave is what it's part of. And that's what I've always liked about some of the pagan traditions is they're not afraid to tell the kids like. Kind of the dark, you know what I mean? And I've always found that interesting. I mean, look at some of these devils out there walking around. It's called the Christmas devil sometimes for those who are new. I mean, these people, they've gotten some scary-looking costumes out there nowadays. So they've, you know, I could definitely see a kid being, they're going to come and they're going to get you, you know. So it's to help the kids behave. If they have a positive, get a treat if you behave. Or if you misbehave, you'll get the name.
Right. Well, I mean, and the origin, if we're really digging into the origin of where this you know, sadder looking, character came from, it is a throwback to the horned god of the witches that were popular, or the witches that were on some levels persecuted. So it has very strong pagan affiliation. And then the birch, there are a bundle of birch branches are what Krampus uses to spank the children or, you know, kind of beat them with it to show them that you shouldn't be doing that sort of behavior. Also known to throw them in a basket for later, either kidnapping them or drowning,
right.
Eating, or just sending them to hell, which none of that stuff sounds fun, obviously. So now these rites are kind of something where sometimes they're considered to be more playful. There's no drowning, eating, or throwing, you know, sending to hell. It's they just get smacked with the birch branch on the butt. And the birch branches are also ways of clearing spiritual energy as a throwback to ancient ceremonial times in polytheistic or pagan ways. So,
yeah, the birch is
uh-huh.
I was saying, yeah, birch is a sacred tree.
Right, mm-hmm. And the bundle of the birch branches is known as the rutin. So you get the rutin on your bootin. If you're not good. You know what I'm saying? You're rootin' tootin'. It's not a good thing. It's not a good scenario. No, it's not. What I think is great, though, is you know, I saw an old lithograph, and it's depicting Saint Nick and Krampus together visiting homes like in a village, right? So they go together to the, they go to your house, and if this kid is a little brat, then St. Nicholas is going to be like, okay, I'll see y'all later. And Krampus is on the move, like that's it. He's like, let me tag you in, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't playing around. They were not playing around. If you're good, you get St. Nick, and he's going to hug you and a Christmas cookie, and then if not, you get the rootin'. That's it. Maybe thrown in a basket and drowned in the river. Great.
Or even actually brought into the underworld, was as one legend goes.
Well, yeah, it's or hell. Or hell. Yeah. It was just, descending into hell.
Krampus is the son of the Norse hell, but it's a different hell. It's a H-E-L. It's not the Christian H-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
But Krampus
mm-hmm.
was thought originally to be one of the sons of H-E-L in the Norse tradition.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're talking about the Teutonic goddess that I have an altar to right next to me right now. That's supposed to be one of her sons. Yes,
she technically
I have
a
big
like
altar
a
to her right here, yeah, with dried cranberries and figs and all kind of stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Where did you find that little tidbit?
It was in an article by National Geographic. I can actually send it to you if you want.
Oh, wow. Please do. Yeah, I would like to see that. And she, as a goddess, guess who her father was?
Who?
Loki.
Oh, well, this makes perfect sense that Krampus would be in the Loki family tree.
There it is. It all comes together for happiness and fun. So, hey, Liz, do you want to take a caller? Because, you know, this is how we lose callers. We just...
Oh, yes. Sometimes nobody calls. And so if we don't have a... stuck. So, anyhow, I did, and I actually contacted these callers, most of them, before the show and told them where they were in the order. So... the first caller, 201, I'm going to go ahead and turn your microphone on now. Welcome, 201.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Rose.
It's Rose?
Yes.
Yes, oh, okay. Well, Rose, any thoughts or ideas, feelings about a crop as a holiday add-on as of the last couple of years, or anything to share about it, or?
I'm sorry, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you feel about this whole Krampus thing?
I don't know. I don't have any feelings about it, really.
Why did you call?
For reading.
You called for reading. Okay. Well, I really do need an opinion of some sort about Krampus, though.
Oh, I'm sorry then. Thank you anyway.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, did she go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She left. If you can't really just even give me an opinion about the fact that there's a giant mythical satyr running around punishing children and you're only concerned about reading, then, you know, you take a minute and this is, I mean, the show, this is a topic show. Just tell me how you feel about it. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, you don't have to do backflips, you know. I mean, I'd be happy to look into what's going on in your life, but also we are talking about it. We have a topic here, you know what I mean? What do you think?
Okay,
you're
calling for a reading, just also mention something about the topic.
Yeah, I mean, or just, you know, help us further the discussion. That's all. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's...
Okay.
If I was calling for a reading, I'd say, okay, well, this is how I feel about it. And it doesn't matter how you feel about it. If you don't like it, then I please tell me. You know, I would love to know because that's what we're talking about on the show today. So,
okay.
Let's just take
another call.
There's
another caller on the line, Darren. I was going to go ahead and answer them. And it's 443. Welcome, 443.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
What's
hi, this
name?
Is Anna.
Hi, Anna. So, do you know anything about other than what we shared about this whole Krampus thing, and how do you feel about it? Or
I don't know anything about it, but I did call in for a reading. But I will say that I didn't. It's good to kind of know the background behind it because I've been seeing, especially like around Halloween and
Well, there's
I mean,
a major motion picture out with Toni Collette in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's.
interested in it. So,
it was. I've seen it, and it was quite haunting and quite scary. Yeah. So that is what all the hullabaloo is about. And if you see it out there, that is what it's about. You know, in the Germanic ideology, it's the basically like instead of you just get coal, like it's like a little more severe. You know, process behind it, but. So that's it. Do you feel like this is a little ridiculous, or what do you think?
I mean, I don't think it's ridiculous. I think every, you know, there's a mythical, bunch of mythical stories out there. I find them interesting. I saw a parade on Facebook recently where people were dressed in costume, and I was just like, I didn't understand, but now I do. So I think it's
neat. Well, good. We're spreading the knowledge. That's good.
Yeah.
That's definitely good. Yeah. The movie really is it out as more of like a bad, like an anti-Santa Claus, like a punishing Santa Claus sort of thing. So, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Anna,
right. Okay, so Anna, what would, do you have a question of sorts, or what's going on that we need to look at?
Yeah.
We can look at one thing for you.
Okay, so my question is, I'm starting kind of a new connection or relationship with this gentleman, Fred, and things seem to be going pretty well. I'm just wondering what you pick up around it, or as far as like his intentions, you know.
Okay, well, I want you to get him in your mind, okay, and I want you to tell me emerald green or purple.
Purple.
Purple. Okay, what you're doing is picking a tarot deck I'm going to work with. So, we want to see what's going on with Anna and her new guy friend and what his intentions are. Hold on one moment. I have to put the phone down due to, I don't want it near my head when I do this, so hold on.
Okay.
Oh, boy. He has some major baggage, and he's, I don't know what his day-to-day work situation is or his life or family situation, but it's going to be challenging for you to further your goals in this relationship. Because your goals are this, your energy is open. You know, you're right, you just want to move forward with life, you know. When you get to know somebody, you want to spend a lot of time with them, you want to share energy, and you want to move forward with life. He's working through he has some regret issues, he has some scar tissue that he's still dealing with. And I don't know what his weekly schedule is like, but it's going to be challenging for you to see him a lot, even though he wants to see you. I think he thinks you're, like, super attractive and nice, but he is not, I'm not going to say he's not ready, because in his mind he is ready, but he doesn't have the timetable and the emotional openness that you have, so or receptivity that you have. So it's going to be challenging for you. If you want to hang in there and wait a good 8 months for him to get through some of this crap, then you'll be fine. You got to really like him. You know, he doesn't know what he wants to do with himself. I get the Seven of Cups inverted, and that's about fantasies and dreams and goals and life and beauty. And that's, he wants to say, this is what I want, but he doesn't know. He's not quite there yet. But he will be, but you gotta hang in there. So it's going to be a pain in the ass for about seven months. Okay. The Seven of Wands is a card that says it's an uphill battle, but it's a battle you can win, but you got to put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, so no, you got to ask yourself, do I really like this person? That's what you got to ask yourself. And I don't think he's a psycho, and I don't think he's weird. I just think that he's working through some stuff, and he is holding on to you because you represent what idyllically he would like to be able to have in his life. So.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're all welcome. Right, thank you. Thank you again, Anna. And thank you for calling in. And folks, they can get a consultation with Darren, also with his email. And what is that email again, Darren?
dbucare@gmail.com, or you can get me at, again, Marie Laveau's house on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, or Reverend Zombies is our other store as well.
Oh, you're still doing both, huh?
There isn't both. There are two stores. I'm either in one of the two stores when I go into work. So I have five shifts a week, and you know, I'm like one store or the other store. I mean, it just depends on what day it is. So we have two locations. One's in front of Pat O'Brien's on St. Peter, and the other one is on Bourbon Street. There are two stores, and for those of you that haven't been there, one is kind of a male focus with a more of a like a St. Peter or a Legua focus, and then the other one is more feminine and ocean oriented, and that it would be Marie Laveau's. So it's like a male and a female version, which we see a lot of in metaphysics and, you know, religions and stuff, the male and the female. So
yin yang.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, well, we just lost our other caller. I guess we can continue our topic.
And oh, we lost the last caller?
Oh, they just called back.
Okay. All right, let's grab them.
Okay, 267, we want you to be on the air here. We just saw you came back. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Sarah Bouquer.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Oh, Lisa Mansfield, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Lisa was a guest from Main Street Universe, Darren, a little while back.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
wait.
Cool.
Yes,
oh, good. Well, that means you might have something to add about Krampus.
Yes,
or
I
share,
do.
Or...
Yeah, actually I do. I have Germanic ancestry, and I didn't know who Krampus was until a couple of years ago. I was watching some program. I really like Krampus. I always found it very interesting and creepy and really cool, and the whole history of Krampus. And I was doing some research a couple weeks ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite, is Krampus, is this whole function just to punish the children or to maybe...
Well, I'll be honest now. You have to understand that we're dealing with, this goes back to, this is like, they're pushing this back to like the 11th century. So I mean, we're almost coming out of the Dark Ages here. You know what I'm saying? We're coming in northern Germany. This is not, and it gets dark out there. You know what I mean? This is some serious stuff. So it's dark outside. You know, it's the end of the year, and they were using this to really spook the kids into behaving themselves. I mean, seriously. So what I do, you know, what I read is that you know, he had this wicker sack. If he puts you in that wicker sack, you're either going to get drowned, eaten, or sent to hell. One of those. So and I think that as the centuries progressed, it got a little less intense. You know, he's going to hit you with these brambles, or he's going to hit you with these birch branches, you know, so that way it's not, you know, it's not so super scary, but... They were trying to frighten these kids into behaving, and you know.
Can I add too, Darren?
Sure.
I wanted to add that also remember that back then, scaring the children might save their lives. Because back then, people dealt with life and death every day. And you know, behaving, it was also part of, like, this is how we survive, so you got to help us survive, you know what I mean? So there was life and death at stake, and they saw death all the time, you know, back in those days.
It's true, yeah, I mean, that's, again, it was, the, you know, it was dark out there. You got lost in the foothills or something, forget it, you know, like, fall off a cliff or, I mean, this is the Alpine, they were very specific that it's the Alpine area. Or the Balkans and stuff like that. So it was the mountainous area, and that's where you may see a lot of that goat imagery. It might be something that they were very used to those. And we're not just talking about any old goats. We're talking about those crazy horns, like crazy, you know, mountainous goats and stuff. But they did say that it draws back to, you know, the Horned Lord of the Witches. Seriously. Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horror. Or we could even connect that with certain on this, the Horned Lord of the Animals, or Jack of the Green, or any of that stuff. So.
Yeah, pagan. Like, everything is pagan origins and whatnot. That really fascinates me. And I like telling everybody Christmas is basically somewhat a pagan holiday, you know. Pagan imagery.
Well, this is why, once upon a dream... Once upon a dream, I was a very militant, you know, pagan, and I was because I got mad that, you know, my Catholic background, I was raised in 9 years of Catholic school, like that, like they would build these churches on the pagan holy sites. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know, and then you keep researching, and you realize that Constantine didn't, you know, convert to Christianity till his deathbed, and he only did it because it was a political decision. And then I'm like, well, what the hell is going on here? I mean, this is something that they you know, this is like a political thing that everyone did to convert. But and I just you know, and eventually I discovered that, you know, it all interrelates. You know, if Jesus wasn't cool with the nature based divinity forms, then they wouldn't have been around for so long. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you know, Jesus didn't want a holy war or anything like that. So, okay, go ahead.
I'd like to add.
I was wondering, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Go ahead. I'll just say my one thing and then we'll get up to your reading, I guess, Lisa. I wanted to add, you know, a Viking king, I forget his name, who, you know, completely was not Christian, was starting to tell the English he was Christian because he wanted to open the trade routes. So it's like they'd be sailing on the little ships with the dragon head on it, but they're like, everybody get your crosses out, you know. it was like, yeah, you know,
they would,
they
would
do
that all the time.
I'm Christian and pagan, so I'm a little bit of both. I'm more spiritual, so... with Catholicism and paganism, I'm also, you know, witch and stuff. And so, yeah, I was wondering, Darren, if you could, I have one question, if you could help me with this. My friend passed in May, a really, really good friend I was close to. And I was wondering, he's supposed to send me, was supposed to send me a package, and I haven't gotten it yet. I was just wondering if there's a hold up or maybe he never was able to send it. I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Can we ask what kind of what package are we? I mean, is it maybe you don't want to talk about that on the radio, obviously. I can just ask about the package. I mean, obviously it's going to be imprinted in his energy pretty hardcore, so. It was important. It was important, though.
Yes.
It was an important thing. Like he would. It would be something that he. It would ring a bell for him. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll check it out. One moment.
Okay.
Purple or emerald green.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with purple.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can we ask his name?
Dimitri,
okay.
No,
one moment.
Around the excuse me. Copy the line.
Just a moment.
Sure, no worry.
I think he trusted somebody to send it, but he thinks he sent it, but I don't think something got done. He trusted somebody else to do it for him, and they screwed it up.
Oh, really? I think I might know who it is.
Okay, well, I just... Yeah, you know, it sucks because I keep getting that he's like, I know that I made sure that, and then I'm getting, then why hasn't she gotten it? And then it's like, because somebody screwed up.
Yeah, he comes around.
Somebody went through his affairs very quickly, and didn't handle a lot of the little instructions that he left, if they were just annoyed or upset or God knows what was going on with them, but they didn't handle things properly. And you know, when people are either bereaved or whatever, they do, we do weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I'm not in their defense, but I mean, you know what I mean?
We were, you know, we hadn't seen each other in, like, God, you know, decades. And we were communicating on a social networking site, and bam, you know, his accounts were taken down like that, and I just knew he was gone. So I've been waiting.
Somebody, that's what I said, yeah, somebody just dismantled his life very quickly.
What's that?
That somebody dismantled his life very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I know who.
That's what I was getting. Yeah. It's like a.
Yeah.
They could have taken their time. I get the temperance card. I don't know if you're familiar, but it means patience.
Yeah.
It means resilience. It means letting the elements come together naturally and organically, and being at peace with yourself. And this person was not it. None of that stuff was happening.
Do you happen to know, real quick, before I don't want to take up all your time, what is in the package? Or I have an idea, but I'm a little biased, you know. Yeah.
Well, if you don't know, I mean, what? I don't know.
I have an idea.
I'm beginning to okay, so wait. You don't know what's in the package. He knows what's in the package, and it's important that he sent it to you, but you don't know what's in it.
I have an idea, but I'm a little. It's a very emotional subject. I have an idea. I think I know what he would
say. I'm wondering how did the genesis of any of this even started? Did he tell you, I had something for you? You know, I need to send it to you. And you're like, what is it? And he's like, I can't tell you, but I have a magical package to send to you. And you're like, okay.
my,
and you
my
never got
spirit
it.
Guide. No, my spirit, seriously, it was my spirit guides that told me. Because I was seeing him.
One of your guides told you. Okay.
Yeah, when I astral travel, I do often see him, but there's a block or something's not quite coming through as it should. And from what I was told before, soon after he died, I got a reading, and it was very emotional. Everything that he said and that came through was whoa, are you kidding me? So I it's very emotional.
When I tapped into it just now, it was feeling like some sort of personal effects of his, something that was his, that you could you could utilize, that had some sort of profound ritualistic significance, and that you could utilize, but also was a piece of him. That's what I got. What is it specifically? I don't know. I think it was the number of things, three different items that all are interrelated. That's what I got.
Okay. I'm sure I'll get it, eventually. I'm sure it'll come eventually.
Well, you got to contact somebody with his estate or whatever. You better, but see, I'm thinking that it's gone. I really hate to say that to you, but I think it's gone.
No,
I think
that
they got rid of everything. They dismantled his life. They liquidated the whole thing.
I'm just glad he didn't suffer much, you know. I think it was Svetlana that he probably trusted. His friend Svetlana of his might have, you know, but oh well. But I appreciate it.
Can I tell you something about Russian women? I don't want to know, but they can be very feisty sometimes. So.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
So
I had a
Russian
ballet teacher,
There you go.
Yeah,
they
I know.
People.
Yes, they can. He was my ballet teacher. I had another Russian ballet teacher. That's probably why I love the culture so much. But yes, I know Russian people very well.
They're right, and they're not very patient at all. Or so my first wife was I could tell you all about her. So I want to say this. I think my feeling is this. You should go and maybe go to some nature area. I don't know where you live. Mansfield, is this Ohio or where?
No, I live in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, but, okay, in Pennsylvania. Okay. Right. Well, it's going to be cold out, but that's okay. I would go outside and do some sort of, you know, ritual, you know, in a kind of, it's the dark part of the year, so a good time to say hi to people that have passed and just something kind of, you know, just to send out positive energy to him. You know, you don't need a couple of trinkets to really connect with him. You just need to, you obviously have a very strong astral connection, and
just
connect with him and let him know you appreciate him.
Yeah, I will do that. It's definitely the right time of year to do that. And it's so when the astral travel, you know, he doesn't come around a lot, not like he used to, because I saw the night he passed, I saw orbs, you know, and up around in my ceiling area, and I knew he was gone. And so, it was, but, you know, we had a very long history anyway. I won't go into that.
Oh, yeah, wow, okay. Well, but see, and that's what I want to say. All those memories and things, that's something that nobody can... You know, no one can take that away. No one could give that to Goodwill. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just, I would connect with that. This pursuit of this whatever Mysterioso package is just you pursuing reconnecting with him. And there's no, that's not a bad thing.
No. And I can totally see them just, like you said,
it doesn't
doing
have
that.
To be about a magical package. It just needs to be about your, you know, connection with him.
Yeah. Yeah, but I I appreciate your time. And,
you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Very much. Thank you very much.
And be good, or else Krampus is coming. No, I'm just kidding. Watch out.
Me and Krampus can hang out, you know. It's all
good. Oh, yeah, right. My friends in New Orleans, oh, God, they love it. We all went and saw the movie. They were like, we made a big like thing about it. Like margaritas and Krampus, like we were all excited.
It's all good. I don't, you know. Oh, gosh.
Well,
thank you.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
You too. You guys take care and have a nice holiday.
Okay, you too.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you
thank
very much,
you.
Lisa, for calling in. And
oh, no
interview.
Problem. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, and don't be a stranger. Feel free to call back.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
And yes, Lisa is a medium herself, Darren, and she
was
on our
wonderful.
Show. Yeah, we had her on as a guest. A few weeks. I guess just a couple, how much, you know, time flies. I think it might have been 2 months ago now.
Mm-hmm. You had her on Main Street Universe?
Yeah, on the Wednesday show.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Groovy. Yeah,
we
sounds
want to
like...
Want to take a brief break here, Darren? Like a brief music
break?
Yeah,
let's take a break.
And then we do have another caller, and I see you there, 845.
Okay.
We'll take a brief
break. All
right, let's
take a brief break and then get to that other caller.
Yes, we'll do that. So hang in there. I just think Darren needs a little break between readings, and I understand how that is and how that goes, even though I don't do it full time. Honestly, I think that is a much tougher profession than anybody gives it credit for. You know, it's being a professional intuitive consultant. Very challenging, and just doing the free readings I've done with people on the show, you know, sometimes people come at you with really, really, really serious stuff, and, you know, it's a challenging profession. However,
you
what we're going
to
play...
You have to have gravity to approach someone's, you know, this is like some serious life stuff, so you have to approach it in a way that's respecting them and their life and, you know, and the subject matter, so. Okay, so let's take a break.
This song was from another guest who was on Main Street Universe last Wednesday, and it's Jenna Green, the harp player and singer, and this song is called Enchantress.
Thank you.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
We are back, Spiritual Insight, with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer, discussing Krampus and taking some calls. And there is another caller or two here for some readings. Darren is a reader. Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans, Louisiana. So welcome back, Darren.
Hello.
And we do have another caller here, Darren. I'm going to go ahead and take that. 845.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, and how are you, and welcome.
Good, good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
So, Krampus, what do you think?
Krampus?
Yeah, Krampus. That's what we've been talking about this whole time.
I caught just the last end where you were discussing how Constantine was a political discussion.
So we were talking about, well, you know, have you seen any of this, like, around, with kind of the horned satyr-looking thing that's like the Santa Claus, like the anti-Santa Claus that, like, punishes the kids and stuff? Have you seen this? There's a movie out about it?
I haven't seen the movie. It sounds like the Grinch.
It's kind of a Grinch type thing. So do you approve of this sort of thing, or do you think it's necessary or weird, or what? Any sort of opinion at all?
Wrong, yeah. I think it's wrong to do kind of like token economy, like you're a good kid, so you get something, you're a bad kid, you get coal,
mm-hmm.
or any kind of variation thereof. I mean, people have to get in touch with what's inside and have that be the, you know, compass, not the external reward.
Or punishment,
hey.
As it were.
Or punishment, yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I think that's pretty valid, too. Cool. Okay.
New perspective.
Ed, we're dealing with some Germanic traditions, and they're a little, maybe what some people might consider a little primordial. So... Well, yeah, that's where it is the origin of this whole thing. So, okay, so just our topic of discussion for the show today. Did you call about some insight of sorts?
I had a work question, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. So, it's
here,
a work
pleasure.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and what's the question?
I'd like to work with a gentleman named Richard. I just
You would
show
like
him.
To work with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, would like him to come on board this project that I'm doing. It was kind of last minute that I presented it to him, and it's almost,
mm-hmm.
you know, like go time. So I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
if you see him taking it, how I should approach him, if I should call him today, if I should wait until he contacts me. That sort of thing.
Okay. All right. So Richard coming on board with Catherine, the question is, should you be patient and he'll eventually come on board, or should you push the envelope a little bit? Would it behoove you to do so? Right?
Right, right. Yes,
okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Magenta or green? Emerald green?
Emerald green.
Okay. One moment.
Shuffling.
Hey, one
second. This guy's a baller, but he's like, no, he knows his stuff, man. He's like, this is like the star quarterback, man. He's good. I mean, you need this guy. I mean, I would like to work with this guy. Right now I asked if he wanted to be involved, and yes, he thinks that being involved with whatever your project is or your company is going to help him pay off a lot of bills. Like at the Four of Pentacles, it's about getting a lot of your financial resources and your physical situation settled into a point of really being solidified and plateauing into a place where you're really comfortable. So it might not be necessarily what he wants to put on his workload emotionally, you may not be thrilled about what the project is, but it's going to help him really solidify himself financially. Now, as far as it goes with you, how to approach him and how quickly and all that stuff, I would send out some feelers to him about how he would approach the situation, and not like you're interviewing him, but when the minute you get him talking about his ideas, because he has this Ace of Swords, means that he like could be writing a dissertation on what you're doing, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He could be writing
okay.
a master's thesis on exactly what you're doing. So he's like me, like get him talking about himself. And he's going to get excited, and then he'll just hop on board as soon as possible. That's how you lure people like me out. You just say, well, give me, what's your opinion on this? You get him talking, and you get him get him looped into the enthusiasm behind it. And what he really wants is he thinks that there's a sense of whatever – are you a company, or what's going on? Is it just you, or what's happening? What's your faction?
I am my own company.
That's what I was getting. So I want to say this. You deserve this, and I think he realizes it, okay? You've put out a lot of energy into the world, and he wants to see you get what you're due as well, because the Justice cards, okay? So he thinks that it would be something positive to help you further your professional goals, and he wants to help you. He doesn't like being cornered into stuff. He doesn't like being pushed, but he is enthusiastic about talking about his ideas, and he likes to flex his knowledge skills, and he likes to talk. So I would lure him out to get excited about the project.
So something like an email saying, hey, I'd really love your opinion on it. I could send
that
today.
Just be. It needs to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Mask it in a
mm-hmm.
holiday thing.
Mask
it in a holiday thing.
Yeah.
Mask it
yeah.
in a holiday thing. Say, hey, happy holidays. I hope everything's going great. I'm very excited to get some feedback on some of what we have for this project. I think that you're a total, amazing fit for this situation. And if you have a couple ideas on one or two of these aspects, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it. Okay, so that's not saying, are you working with us or not, Mother Scratcher? it's saying, I'd love to, I know you're going to be a slam dunk for this. We really want you on board. Does he know all that? Does he know all that already?
I contacted him, and I was like, I had somebody else for this. And I saw that they were getting flaky. So I was like, it was kind of like a thing when we kind of met more casually for him to be involved, but on a smaller level.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of kicked myself, like, why didn't I think of him first,
mm-hmm.
Type thing. It just didn't come to my head first, or otherwise I wouldn't have even bothered with the other person. And then I saw that the other person was being flaky, so it was like, it just seemed like logical, to ask him at that point. And he was like, I see you're not confident with him. And I'm like, yeah, no, we've done something before. I liked working with you.
Mm-hmm. He likes to be appreciated for the intellect that he brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get him that pulpit to shine like that, he's going to be all about it. He will be all about it. But don't push. Don't be pushy. And don't try to get like a – let him give you like the – this is the size and scope of the situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let him give that to you and not vice versa.
Okay.
Because if you get pushy, then he's just going to be like, well, I don't know if I even have time for all this. Because he just he doesn't need the money, but it's going to help him get a lot of his plans together. So, kind of just it'll turn out fine. That's my point. You want to interact. You want to help. You want to get something from him right away. Lure him out to want to talk about what he could do for your project. And
right,
that's how you do
right.
it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's like me when somebody hires me for some crazy spiritual stuff. It's like I'm like an artist. Like I need time to kind of go, you know, like look at it and marinate on it and see. Because I want to, as an artist, you want to do your best work. You don't want to just slap some stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to turn out great for you.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Pretty. Mm-hmm. And here's the best thing is he wants to see you get what you want. He does.
Well,
he really wants to see you achieve whatever the hell you're trying to achieve because he thinks you deserve it. You've been kind of maybe haven't gotten – I'm not saying you had a run of bad luck or anything, but he does think that you could deserve a win on this one. So at the end of the day, he's gonna say yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you
happy
have a good
every
holiday.
Because every day is a holiday. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. That's true.
Yeah.
But be good because Krampus might show up, so be careful. Okay, I'm just
every
kidding.
Day.
Thank you. Thank
all
you
right.
so much,
nice
gentlemen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy that's every good. Day. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, and happy every day. Thank you for calling. All right, Darren, we have about 7 minutes left. We have one more caller.
We do have one more
caller?
We can
go a little past minutes, too, by the way. If you're up.
Doing my own thing, man. Doing my thing.
All right, we'll go ahead and...
I'm not going to, you know, I mean, I'll just, you know, we get them in. I mean, I'm not...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to
okay,
cry
go,
in my soup or something. Hello?
Hi, this is Donna. Thanks for taking the last call.
I'm
in San Diego.
Thank you.
Hi. I just wanted to...
You got to tell us feedback on Krampus first, though.
You know, I didn't get that. I got the tail end of it. I'm so sorry. I can listen to the archives, though. I will definitely do that.
Well, have you heard of Krampus?
I've never heard of it.
Have you seen ads for the movie?
I have, so.
Okay. So what do you think about there's kind of a sadder-looking,
well,
like, kind of anti-Santa Claus running around?
Well,
yes, no,
be,
weird.
No, it's I'm kind of like in the middle. There's always the opposites to every, you know, every everything. So
you don't hate it, but you're kind of like don't really understand it.
I don't understand it, so I kind of stay neutral. And, yeah.
Stay in the middle.
Well,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question?
It's just a romance question. I met a new and I wanted to see what kind of thoughts that you're picking up on that, you know.
Romance, just open-ended,
yeah.
Like, what's up for romance?
Well, no, I met somebody. I haven't yet, I mean, I've been talking, but I haven't
you,
really
you
met
just,
him. Like,
you did something new is popping off, and you want to know what's up with
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah, that's
green
exactly.
or magenta?
Magenta.
Okay. And you're Donna, you said?
Yes, I'm Donna.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
All right, he might have some, like, he might need you to be, I think he wants you to be his empress, man. Like, I think maybe he wants to see us some, I'm not going to say mommy issues because that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, like, he wants you to maybe, at the end of the day, maybe take care of his household and be a huge part of his life and maybe give him direction and tell him don't eat so many cookies and like, I really,
really?
He might really want you as the, I'm telling you right now, I think he's picking you. I think he's saying this is it. Like, this is the lady. She's ballsy enough, and she's cute enough where I'm not going to want to stray away from her. And I get the Two of Pentacles is about taking your physicality and blending it with someone else's physicality. And it's also the moving in card.
Uh-huh.
And I also get the Empress. And I also got, what else did I get? But he has suffered some stuff where he felt defeated with his life. Here's the problem. The Six of Wands inverted means that he had a vision of this with somebody else, and it didn't work out.
Oh.
So here's the problem. We don't want him to just, I did this after I got separated. I just went through a divorce, and when I got separated, I thought of the next person. I was like, up you, okay. Let me just put you right into this mode. So you want to make sure that he's emotionally ready for everything that he's proposing to you. You don't want to just, like, chia pet instant, like, living together and stuff. You know, that's just too. So just be sure that, maybe keep him in the, don't move it. I would say maybe don't move in right away.
No, I would never do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it happens. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
He likes you, so if you like him like that, then congratulations.
Okay.
Just make sure he doesn't have, like, animals in the freezer or anything like that, and you're good.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. So, I'll check. Okay.
That's the winner. But you looks like you're going to be getting some warmth for the holidays. Let me say that.
Okay. That's
for
nice.
Sure.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right, Darren, we're coming down. So how about letting everybody know how they can contact you?
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, EBUCARE, and that's at gmail.com. Or you can, of course, contact the store, Marie Laveau's house in New Orleans, Louisiana. Everyone, please watch how you behave, because there may be a bundle of birch branches in your future. So there's that. I know I like to keep saying that.
Some people
like
might like being with those branches.
Some people might, right? They might do it on purpose. And my, we got there's a lot of interesting people out there. So thanks again, everyone, for calling in and listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucher.
All right, thank you, everyone. Remember, if you didn't catch it live, you can always catch the magical time machine that is the archive listen, which means next week you can listen to last week, this week, right here on Mystery Universe. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.